Totally 80s with Paul Miles.
You're listening to The Beach Radio.
How are we doing, everybody? It is Paul Miles. How are you? Lovely to have your company. I'm in the studio today, as I am every day, with my faithful producer. His name's Mr. P.
Oh, yes.
And there he is. Thank you, sir. Now, this is the Totally 80s podcast quiz. And we're going to be doing some quizzing for the 80s. And why not? So how this works is I ask a question and then I'll give you a 10-second timer. Sounds something like this.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So you've got 10 seconds to get that grey matter working to then ascertain if you know the question or not. So, shall we begin? Question number one. In what year did George Michael have a hit with the song Careless Whisper? What year did George Michael have a hit with Careless Whisper? And here's your 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
How did you get on? If you said 1984, then you absolutely smashed it. Well done. Question number two. What was Kylie Minogue's first UK number one? And you've got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who got this right? Of course, it was I Should Be So Lucky. Okay, who had a hit with Cliff Richard's Living Doll cover? So who covered that song? You got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who got it right? Hands up. If you said The Young Ones, then you would have been absolutely right. Well done.
Ready when you are, shaky.
Neil, does anybody know where the toilets are?
Mike, does all this money really have to go to charity?
Right, what Simple Minds song featured on the title track for the film The Breakfast Club?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
If you got it, well, well done. It was Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds. You're listening to the Totally 80s podcast. And remember, 7 days a week, we are on your radio boxes playing all your favourite requests. Paul at thebeachradio.co.uk. Please, please get in touch. Right, here's another one. In what year did Aerosmith have a hit with rap group Run DMC?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And what an absolute corker it was. It was 1986. Well done. You got that one. Okay, here's a two-part question. Live Aid concerts held simultaneously in the UK and the US raised millions for Africa, but what was the year?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done if you said 1985. Right, it's the second part for that question. What song was released by David Bowie and Mick Jagger? And they told us at the time it would only ever be played once. Who can remember the song they covered? Here's your 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done if you said Dancing in the Streets by David Bowie and Mick Jagger. Shall we hear it? Let's hear it. Let's have a little break. Go and put the kettle on. This is David Bowie and Mick Jagger, Dancing in the Street from 1985. When we come back, we'll have a few more questions for you.
You're listening to Totally 80s.
Mick Jagger and David Bowie, Dancing in the Street, recorded for Live Aid, and they said to us, we're only ever going to play it once. So, I've got my cup of tea. I'm ready. You ready, Mr. P?
Oh, yes.
Then let's go. Shall we have our next question? In what year did Prince release Purple Rain? In what year did Prince release Purple Rain?
10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
How did you get on? Who said 1984? Then you were absolutely right. It was 1984, and in my opinion, the best year for music. Right, let's do another. What was Madonna's first UK number one hit? So what was Madonna's first UK number one hit? 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A big, big well done if you said Into the Groove. That was Madonna's first UK number one. Right, here's another. MTV was the first TV channel to play non-stop music. What year was it launched?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The year was 1981. And for a bonus point, can you name the name of this group and the name of the song? In other words, can you guess the intro? Oh, 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, okay, it was easy. Dire Straits and Money for Nothing. And well done if you said Sting singing the MTV part. Another 80s classic. It's the gift that keeps giving.
Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV.
Well, that ain't working, but this is another question. So, can you tell me who had a hit with Running Up the Hill in 1985? You got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done if you said Kate Bush. It was in fact Kate Bush. I love that song. Right, here's your next one. Which UK mod band had hits with Eton Rifles and A Town Called Malice? That's an easy one, right? But you've still got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Of course it was The Jam. Town Called Malice there. Right, shall we have another question? I think we should. Who wrote the Bangles hit Manic Monday?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Kudos to you if you got this right. He's been featured already in the podcast quiz. It was, of course, Prince, a man of many talents. And remember, guys, if like these songs are finishing too short and you're like, oh, I'd love to hear that, then why not request the songs on the Totally 80s show? It is paul@thebeachradio.co.uk. Right, here's another question for you. Which band were turning Japanese in 1980?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who said the Vapors? Well done, well done. I thought that was quite hard, that one. It was a hit in 1980. And here's a little bit of it.
I've got your picture. There's nothing else to do. Oh, it's in colour. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel. And soft as clouds. I often kiss you when there's no one else around. I've got your picture. I've got your picture. I'd like a million of your aura myself. I'm turning down, I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
What an absolute classic that was. Right, here's a Guess the Year one. In which year was Tracy Chapman talking about a revolution? And you got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A big, big well done if you said 1988. Now, I want to draw your attention to 1982. What Michael Jackson album was released?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done if you said Thriller. Of course it was. Became one of the biggest selling albums of all time. And what a fantastic video, isn't it, eh?
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the door.
Actually, sticking with 1982, Paul McCartney had a hit with Ebony and Ivory. Who did he duet with? Here's your 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6... 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done if you said Stevie Wonder. That was an absolute corker. That was 1982, Ebony and Ivory by Paul McCartney. Final question now for this Totally 80s podcast quiz. Back in 1980, a duo had a hit with a song called Mirror Mirror. Name the duo.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was, of course, Dollar with Mirror Mirror from 1980. So that's about it for the podcast quiz this week. We will sign out with Mirror Mirror from Dollar. Thank you so, so much for listening. From me, Paul Miles, and, of course, my producer, Mr. P.
Oh, yeah.
Take care, stay safe.
You're listening to Totally 80s with Paul Miles.
Bye.
You're listening to The Beach Radio.
You're listening to Totally 80s with Paul Miles.